Talking today with Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's review 13 and look forward maybe into 14 a little bit right now as far as our hard red winter wheat crop in the state of Oklahoma. 2013, boy, this was a weird year. I mean, we started off so dry. We had such a really bleak-looking situation this past spring. And the May crop report session, it was not a real pleasant room to be in as far as the expectations for the crop. But things got better, and we ended up with not so bad of a harvest.
Yeah, Ron, just an extremely unusual year, complete polar opposite from the year before, which was an unusual year. I think it took us by surprise seeing the yields that we saw, even in the far southern regions of the state where we thought there was going to be a lot of 7 to 10 bushel wheat that ended up making 15 to 20 bushels per acre. We got into the central regions of the state where we saw a lot of wheat making in the mid-30s. Some instances of reports maybe even 50 to 60 bushels in central Oklahoma. And then as we got in the northern and north central regions of the state, the wheat in that part of the state did really well too, 45 to 55 bushel averages. And I think that's going to really help us out. No doubt we had the extreme drought conditions with the late freeze situations in the far southwest and panhandle regions. That is going to hurt us overall. But if you take the state this past year with what we've seen here this harvest season, I think we're going to probably be somewhere around the five-year average, which is much, much better than what we had anticipated.
USDA, really, they stayed with their number almost the entire time from May right on through our latest report. What, 114, 115 million bushels?
That is correct. They did stay with that number. And, Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's number as of May 1st was 85.5 million bushels. I thought that was the closer number. I think 115 might be a little high still, but I think overall they've probably been pretty good at guessing it. They were taking that information, though, on a crop at that time, on a crop that was still a month behind schedule. So, they weren't basing the tiller counts based on what the formulas were there with what you would see in the head. And so we had a lot of skepticism, I think, from what we were seeing. And then when we started seeing the crop being laid down in far southwest regions, western and panhandle regions because of the freeze situations. We also thought the freeze was going to be a much more concern even in the central parts of the state. We were very fortunate that we did get cooler temperatures this season, and we did get the rain to fill the grain towards the end of the growing season, and that really did help us.
As far as the 2013 crop is concerned, quality wise, what are you hearing right now? What are your expectations? Is this one of these crops that's going to sell pretty well, you think?
I think overall there's a lot of good quality characteristics about this crop. Protein levels throughout have been really, really good. I mean, we had extreme high proteins in the south central, southwest regions of the state. Some areas reporting 16 to 19% protein levels. I haven't seen that in my time while being at the commission. I didn't know it was possible, but overall I think when you're averaging the state, seeing probably somewhere around 12.5 to 13%. If you look at Plains Grains website, that's doing the protein testing all the way now from Texas up into the harvest where in South Dakota where it's taking place, you're still seeing a 13% average. So protein is going to be really good for the bakers. I think kernel size is going to be an issue in regions of Texas and Oklahoma. It's much smaller than what we had seen in the past. A lot of times the millers have a good opportunity, or they do a great job of mixing and blending with the wheats from the northern regions. We're hoping that the kernel size is going to get larger as we progress further north in the harvest. And so we're hoping that they'll be able to take this crop and be able to make something out of it. Test weights, they were really good before we got rains towards the latter part of harvest. I mean, I was really surprised to see the high test weights that we saw in southwest, south central Oklahoma, 61, 62-pound test weights, averaging now 58 to 59 pounds. So that's going to hurt us a little bit too. But overall, I think it's going to be a crop that the millers and bakers are going to be glad to get. And I think they're going to be thankful. I know they're thankful compared to what we were talking about, 2 to 3 months ago, that we're going to have a crop of this size that they're going to be able to work with.
Right. Dr. Edwards up at Oklahoma State University, of course, does variety trials, tests around the state, and you were indicating that it's hard to draw many, if any, conclusions 2013 versus, for example, 2012, we had Duster looking pretty good at a lot of sites.
Yeah, Duster's probably not the strongest variety this year when you're looking at what we're seeing from the variety trials. It's still a variety, I think, that is something that a producer should consider. And I think you also have to consider the year. We're telling producers, do not be basing your information off of 1 year. If you look at the information that's out there right now on the Small Grains Extension site, a lot of the OSU varieties, I think they're good contenders if you look at what they did at the variety trials this year. But there just wasn't one variety that trumped the state overall. And I think a lot of that was just because of the environment and growing season that we had. We had a lot of different hands or a lot of different decks that were thrown to us. And so, this probably would not be the year that you'd be basing your information off of. And then, last year having a year completely different than this year with the drought, I think that you can go and see that there are certain varieties that maybe work in drought situation versus situations where we might have had more moisture. But when you look at that too, I think producers have to realize that it's probably not good to have all your fields in one variety. So we do have opportunities and many selections to choose from. Those reports are out there on the Small Grains website, the Small Grains Extension page at Oklahoma State University at wheat.okstate.edu. And I challenge producers to go look at those. There are some good varieties out there.
Let's talk a little bit about where we are right now. Obviously, in this summer season between harvest and planting, it's been an unusual year in and of itself with the July rains. That topsoil moisture won't necessarily be there come planting time, but yet there's going to be some subsoil moisture, it looks like, maybe for the first time in at least a couple of years. And so just even a few showers could do us a pretty good job.
Already going into this crop season, we're in a much better situation than we've been in the last 2 or 3 years. But producers, I think, are a little bit behind, no doubt, on their field work. This harvest came off a month later, so they didn't have a lot of the field work done. Now we've received all these rains. They haven't been able to get in the field. And so they're going to have to really work hard here in the next month to be able to have everything ready to go for planting. It's going to be what I call a fast summer. I do think that things do look good for us now that we have received the moisture that we did receive in July. No doubt in the far southwest regions and panhandle parts of the state, they have received some rain, but they're going to need a lot more rain. And we're hoping that because of this, that's going to maybe start something to maybe get them out of the drought. But by no means are they out of drought conditions, so we have to be cognizant that those producers still are struggling.
Right. Yeah. As far as some, that division between grazing grain, and maybe just grain production. What do you think guys are going to be thinking about this year, given where we've been up to this point in the summer?
Well, I think that here throughout the state, I think producers are going to maybe look at planting a little bit earlier. We've had cooler temperatures than what we normally have. I think that they're cognizant of the fact that it's going to be a much shorter window of opportunity to get ground ready and be ready for planting. So I think once they get ready to roll, they're going to make those decisions. And I do think we will see more cattle on pasture this year, just because we do have ponds filled now, and we do have some of that sub-moisture, and things are looking much better than they had the last couple years.